Last week, a group of third-grade students in Beaufort were learning about coastal habitats, food web dynamics, and the different kinds of marine life found along the North Carolina coast. But the lesson wasn't being taught by teachers. Instead, graduate students from the Institute of Marine Sciences in Morehead City offered a unique, hands-on lesson about our coastal ecology. Tiller School third grader Jack McMahon.
I was an oyster drill. An oyster drill is a kind of animal that finds an oyster shell and it drills through oyster shells to eat the meat.
The new one-of-a-kind program SIREN, an acronym for the Scientific Research and Education Network, is aimed at building a relationship between coastal scientists and local teachers. The idea, the brainchild of grad students Ethan Tierkoff and Justin Ridge.
Ethan and I both come from a background where we have parents who are teachers, and we know that teachers oftentimes are limited in both resources and time. And so we thought it was just a great idea to help them out by bringing everyone together into one place.
On April 25th, the first SIREN networking event was held at the North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores. Ridge says about 60 teachers from across eastern North Carolina, the Triad, and even Virginia participated.
And so we like bring the teachers and the scientists into the same room and get them talking. And the scientists have prepared all these lesson plans and activities, and they gave those gave them to the teachers. And so it helps the teachers with the resources. But then, I mean, as scientists, we need to get our science out into the community.
The April workshop provided scientists an opportunity to share free, grade-oriented resources on lessons about the ocean, including how pollutants are spread by ocean currents and how barrier islands respond to sea level rise. Tiller School's technology teacher Kelly Riley was at the event.
We had an opportunity to go around and actually experience many of the activities ourselves, ask questions. They gave us handouts and things to bring back, and of course their contact information.
Riley is responsible for taking the SIREN program to Tiller School. Since that workshop, four groups of scientists have visited the school to engage students about the coastal environment. She says the lessons help reinforce what's being taught in the classroom.
We have a tremendous amount of information to cover. And so if we have this network and these connections available to us, we have the opportunity to go to the experts. So the teachers are learning, but then the first-hand information coming to our students is invaluable.
Last Wednesday, grad students Michelle Broder and Sarah Coleman presented a SIREN lesson on the ocean's food web to a third grade class at Tiller School.
Okay, so I think there's somebody over here who might eat these oysters who have escaped so far.
Both scientists designed the ecology lesson to speak to the imagination of youngsters about the complexities of coastal habitats.
So we're going to start with the green, okay, the primary producers. So who wants to be phytoplankton? You too.
After reading a description of their animal on an index card.
I eat lots of things, including worms, barnacles, blue crabs, and shellfish.
The students sit next to their animal food source. A piece of yarn connects the two together, forming a chain. Then, the chain is connected to other food chains, forming a food web. Third grader Charlotte Bickley's role as a periwinkle snail helped her understand how the food web works.
Once you think of a food web, you think like a spider web and stuff like that. The yarn kind of represents a spider web, but it keeps going down and down and down, like the top food chain and the bottom of the food chain.
Right. So it's like a bunch of food chains connected all together.
Yeah.
The activity also introduced student Chase Lewis to new ocean life he's never heard of before.
I can't remember it, really. It was something like a something a pod or... It's a small creature that's kind of like a shrimp, except way tinier.
Grad students Michelle Broder and Sarah Coleman also taught about the different habitats that are found off the coast.
Everybody's going to be eating on everybody else, right? So what do we do sometimes if we're scared, if we want to feel safe? What do?
Go into defense mode.
Defense mode? That's right. I heard it over here.
Hide.
We want to hide. Right. So how do we hide from predators?
Go in your shell.
Go in your shell. That's a good one. But what if you don't have a shell? What if you're a fish? Yeah.
After another activity, the third grade class had to prepare to dismiss for the day. Sarah Coleman explained to me the reason she wanted to be involved in the SIREN program.
You can kind of get separated and, you know, being in academia and reading papers and doing experiments, it's very, like,
narrow-minded, I guess. But then you have to think about, why are we actually doing this? And like, we want to get the information out there. And this was good because they're kids, so they're easy to talk to, and they get interested. Plus, like, they live here on the coast, so they are interested in how things work, and they want to, you know, learn more about like what's around them.
The school year is over now, but Tiller School's technology teacher Kelly Riley hopes to bring in even more coastal scientists and graduate students next year.
I've never had a student tell me that they loved the graph on page 79 of their textbook in all my 16 years. But I have had students come back and tell me, whether it's years later or in that same school year, "Oh, Miss Kelly, I loved this activity." Or, "Do you remember when we did this?" Or it's those hands-on opportunities that just make a difference with our students.
The Siren program is sponsored by the University of North Carolina's Institute of Marine Sciences, North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores, Centers for Ocean Sciences Education Excellence Southeast, and North Carolina Sea Grant. The lesson plans and other resources are available to teachers for free. For more information, go to publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.